Chapter 56, John is exiled to lonely Patmos. After more than half a century, the enemies of the gospel succeeded in enlisting the power of the Roman emperor against the Christians. In the terrible persecution that followed, the apostle John did much to help his brethren meet with courage the trials that came upon them. The old, tried servant of Jesus repeated with power and eloquence the story of the crucified and risen Savior. From his lips came the same glad message, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. John lived to be very old. He witnessed the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. The last survivor of the disciples who had been intimately connected with the Savior, his message had great influence. Through his teachings, many were led to turn from unbelief. The Jews were filled with bitter hatred against him. They declared that their efforts would avail nothing so long as John's testimony kept ringing in the ears of the people. In order that the miracles and teachings of Jesus might be forgotten, the voice of the bold witness must be silenced. Accordingly, John was summoned to Rome. His enemies hoped to bring about his death by accusations of teaching seditious heresies. John answered for himself in a clear, convincing manner. But the more convincing his testimony, the deeper was the hatred of his opposers. The emperor Domitian was filled with rage. He could not dispute the reasoning of Christ's faithful advocate, yet he determined to silence his voice. John was cast into a cauldron of boiling oil, but the Lord preserved his faithful servant as he preserved the three Hebrews in the fiery furnace. As the words were spoken, "Thus perish all who believe in that deceiver, Jesus Christ," John declared, "My master gave his life to save the world. I am honored to suffer for his sake. I am a weak, sinful man. Christ was holy, harmless, undefiled.